Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz and legislative leaders say they've reached a bipartisan budget agreement after weeks of negotiations at the Capitol. MNN's Tasha Radel reports.
The deal includes funding aimed at supporting Hennepin health care and hospitals statewide, along with a bonding bill, property tax relief, and lower vehicle tab fees. Walz says the agreement keeps the state budget balanced while focusing spending on core priorities. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith says the package also contains new anti-fraud measures. More details are expected to be released today at the Capitol. Tasha Radel, MNN.
House Democrats are giving Speaker Lisa Damith 24 hours to bring the Senate gun violence prevention package to the floor for a vote. Representative Samantha Sensor Murrah of Minneapolis made the announcement.
If Speaker Damith does not report this bill by 5 p.m. tomorrow on Thursday, May 14th, I, along with other members of this body, will engage in an overnight sit-in here in the chamber. We will be doing this.
The Minnesota Senate passed the bill along party lines with all Republicans voting no. Minnesota lawmakers are giving final approval to stiffer penalties for anyone who impersonates a peace officer. The bill was passed in response to the killings of House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Senator Hoffman led the fight to get the bill passed.
When I answered the door on June 14th, I did so because of the trust. And I never want another person in this state to have that trust shattered. And with today's bill, Mr. President, we're making sure it never happens again.
The man charged in the political shootings of the Hortmans and Hoffmans was disguised as a police officer. The Minnesota Wild season is over following a 4-3 overtime loss at Colorado in Game 5 of the second-round playoff series. The Wild had a 3-0 first-period lead before the Avalanche scored three unanswered goals in regulation and the game-winner in OT.
You know, like I said, we were ready to play. We took the lessons out of it, and, you know, the guys laid it on the line. And when you go after something like this, right, there's going to be two sides of the coin. One is, you know, you're going to win, which is a great feeling, and when you lose, it's an empty feeling.
Wild coach John Hines. Nick Foligno scored twice, and Marcus Johansson also lit the lamp for Minnesota. And Minnesota-based Sun Country Airlines is now officially a part of Allegiant Air following the completion of a $1.5 billion merger. The deal closes the chapter on Sun Country's more than four decades as an independent hometown carrier. The airlines will continue operating separately until the FAA approves the deal. This is MNN.